Let's see where we're up to. Hilchos Megillah. We finished Tafresh Tzadi Gimel. So that means we're up to Tafresh Tzadi Dalid. Dine Mos Purim Laniyim. So that's on page 319. Chayav Kol Adam Litein Lefachos Shtei Matonos L'Shnei Aniyim. The Megillah says Matonos Le'Evyonim in plural. It doesn't say Ish L'Re'eu as it does by Mishloach Manos. There it's to one person, but here it says La'aniyim, La'evyonim. And therefore you have to give two. Now how much is a Matona? That's what we're going to have to discuss now. Why does the Mechaber say Chayev Kol Adam? What's the ribui here of Kol Adam? So you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Aleph, Bein Ish Ubein Isha. So the principle of Af Hein Hayu Ba'osan Nes obligates women not only in what we call Zechira, which means Megillah, but also in Asiyah. And it could be that a woman is included in Asiyah under the Pasuk itself. The Pasuk says that the Yehudim Kiblu al Atzmam Lios Osim Shnei Yomim. So the Yehudim, says the Gaon, is a reference to Bein Ish Le'isha, even to a woman. The word Yehudim is a general term. And therefore, the Chiyuv of women might even be upgraded to the level of a Divrei Kabbalah. It's in the Megillah itself. Or perhaps the Kol Adam here is coming to include even an Ani. Afilu Ani an Misparnes Minat Stoka, he's on the receiving end. Nevertheless, on Purim, he's got to be on the giving end. Now, this is a Pella, because if we assume that the mitzvah of Matanas Levyonim is basically a general mitzvah of Tztaka, just that it applies here in a specific time framework, meaning the whole year round, I don't have one particular moment of time that obligates me, but here the Zman of Purim obligates me in Tztaka, then an Ani is potter from Tztaka. So why should it be Chayev in Matanas Levyonim? Well, Meiser is a question of minug, but as far as a chiv tztok is concerned, if he's got a received tztok, he doesn't have to give tztok. So this is a pella that here, in the case of Matanos Avyonim, even an ani is chayv in tztok. That's a very exceptional rule. Das kamachronim tzorch losseis mimashen nosnu lo. Now, I don't know if he's giving just a practical recommendation here. How is the Ani going to fulfill this mitzvah when he doesn't have any money to give? So the answer is, the money that he receives, he has to give. I don't know. Otherwise, if it's a conceptual halacha here that he's teaching me, what does he mean by saying that he's got to give from the money that he received? Or it has a chal shem matnas aniyim, and therefore he has to give it to... I don't know. It seems to me that He doesn't go into detail here, that he's just giving you a practical suggestion. How is the Ani going to fulfill his mitzvah? So what happens if nobody gave it to him? So then he's potter from the mitzvah. Now take a look at the Be'er Halacha. On Litein Lefachos, he says, Nistapakti matona le'evyoni mahani amanas lahachsi. In the case of Mishloach Manos, I have to give you for your suda. So if you have to give it back to me, obviously it's not going to help you in your suda one iota. That's not a mitzvah. But in the case of Matanos Levyonim, we're talking about a nesina. And we have a principle that Matan al Manas Lahasa Shmei Nesina. So again, this comes back to, I think, our original question. what is matanas levyonim? Is it a mitzvah of tzedakah? It's a mitzvah of tzedakah, then I have to guarantee that the ani receives something that he can enjoy, that he can benefit from. If I take it back from him, what benefit does he get out of it? But if it's a new mitzvah of nesina, and we saw that even an ani is chayav in the mitzvah of matanas levyonim, then perhaps whatever constitutes according to halacha in universal terms a nesina, that's enough to fulfill the mitzvah. Mishloach manos lo mahani ki mitzvahs machol umashke shiis mechu bepurim. He has to eat his suda. If I take it back from him, obviously he's not going to eat his suda. Umachzis hashekel. Now he has another question. Let's say I fulfilled with this money the mitzvah of machzis shekel. So I gave it over to the gizbar, and now he's in charge of using the machzis shekel. Can he use this money? Can he allocate it on behalf of Matanas Levyonim? Now this could be a question, even if I haven't given over the Machzah Shekel yet, I only designated it as Machzah Shekel, can I use it for a mitzvah? Now the Chor of the Pashas is that Machzah Shekel is earmarked for Machzah Shekel. You can't use it for another mitzvah, and Matanas Levyonim is a separate mitzvah. But maybe the Prima Gadam he quotes it, maybe he has a tzad to say the Machzah Shekel is also a kind of tzedakah. It's not a tzedakah to an individual, it's a tzedakah to an institution. Whatever that institution might be, back in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, was for the Mikdash. And the money was used, let's say, to buy karbanos for the tzibur. So this is a different type of mitzvah of tzedakah, but nevertheless, Machzah Shekel is a mitzvah of tzedakah. And therefore, if I can kill two birds with one stone, so to speak, and use the tzedakah money for the mitzvah of Matanas Levyonim Purim, Matov U'Manoim, why shouldn't I be able to do that? I'm not using the Machzah Shekel for another mitzvah, a different mitzvah. Machzah Shekel is tzedakah, I'm using it for tzedakah. But then you could ask the following question: what happens if I designate money during the course of the year for tzedakah? Can I use that money for Matanas Levyonim? Again, if Matanas Levyonim is simply another application of the general mitzvah of tzedakah, then why not? But if it's a new mitzvah unto itself, like we said before, it might be even a matan al hanas lahachzir would be enough. Or for example, the fact that even an ani on misparnes min tzedakah is chayev, so in a new mitzvah, I don't know if you can take tzedakah money and allocate it for the mitzvah of matanas levyonim. It's already tzedakah money. It already belongs to the aniyim. Now I'm going to give it for matanas levyonim. I want to do an additional mitzvah with the same modes of stock. I don't think I'd be able to do so.
Nowadays, it's a zecher. It's not like the shekel is supposed to be for a kind of a bayit, for maybe for the shul, but since it's a zecher, they can do whatever they. I mean, I always, it kind of bothered me. I remember many years ago, I was in the shul. President Shul took all the Machzis and gave it to the Baal Kerem cover to
pay his salary.
To pay. Well, he come once a year to read.
That doesn't bother me so much, because again, if the money is earmarked for an institution, the institution has to maintain a budget and it has deficits that have to be paid. If one of them is for the sake of a Baal Kore. But now to take it and use it for another mitzvah entirely, unless you say the Machzah Shekel is a mitzvah of tzedakah, even though it's going to an institution rather than to an individual. For example, if you open up Parshas Truma, and the Torah says, "Kol ish asher yidvenu libo yikhu es trumasi," is that also a mitzvah of tzedakah? Or because it's a truma for the sake of the building of the Mishkan, and it's not going into the pocket of any individual person who's in need, that's a whole new category. That's not an offshoot or a subcategory of tzedakah. But I would rather believe that there are two types of tzedakah, but they both are subcategories of one mitzvah. There's tzedakah to an individual who's in need, and there's tzedakah to an institution that represents Klal Yisrael, the needs of Klal Yisrael. That's also a mitzvah of tzedakah. So truma, insofar as the nation of Israel needs a mishkan, that's also giving on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And even though it's not going into the pocket of any individual person, it's also a mitzvah of tzedakah. And maybe matzah shekel could, in that sense, be used for the mitzvah matanas levyonin, because if there's no other pressing need, then the money was given as tzedakah on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Now it could be divvied out to any individual member of Klal Yisrael on Purim, and that would be a kiyum of matanas levyonin.
Before you read, our practice on individuals know, I mean personally, if you give to an organization, you're doing it through shliach. It's
Well, again, if we assume that money given to an institution is not classical tzedakah, it's a separate category, then if you have money that should be given, again, you have to know under what conditions to an audience.
They seek out.
Are they giving it to Aniyim? That's fine. Yeah, I don't personally have to look for the Aniyim. If I have somebody else or an institution that's finding the Aniyim, I think that's an enhancement of the mitzvah, because that institution will check out the credentials of any potential receiver. By the way, if you take a look at the Be'er Heitev, he writes that Kosu Abach Vataz, if you see that on line 4 of the Be'er Heitev Aleph, Afilu Ani Amispanis Me'at Stoka Chayov, and this is the source for the Mishnah Berurah that we saw before, who claims that Afilu in Sifkot Nalef that even an Ani is Chayov. This is the Bach and the Taz. Okay then? Now, if you take a look for a second in the Shari Tshuva, he tells you, Ayin bepri chadash, this really the ani potomi matonis lev yonin. Not like the Bach and the Taz. So if you'd ask me, I would say the following, that to the same extent that an ani is potomi from stalker, he's potomi matonis lev yonin, because matonis yonin is just a subcategory of stalker. I don't have it. I understand the pre-Chodesh very well. I don't understand the Bach and the Taz. And the Bach and the Taz, the way the Be'er Heitev presents the Shita, is trying to justify this based on Dalet Kosos. Well, Dalet Kosos is an entirely different issue. That's not a mitzvah of tzedakah. There's no reason why an Ani should be exempt from the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. He might be Onus. Maybe there are circumstances beyond his control. He cannot buy Dalet Kosos. He doesn't have enough funds, but he's obligated in the mitzvah. In the case of tztaka, an ani is not chayv in tztaka. And he writes here, Masha'enke b'sharet tztaka she'eno chayv. Okay, forget about pamachas, Mishonah, that's not for us. But an ani is not chayv in the mitzvah of tztaka. So why is he chayv in the mitzvah of matanas levyonin? And the answer has to be that we're not operating within the framework of hilchas tztaka here. This is not the mitzvah of tztaka. Mitzvah of tztaka is going to be codified by the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeh. The mitzvah Matanas of Yoredeh is codified right here in our Chaim. It's a separate mitzvah. And the Nafkavit is going to be the case of an Ani. We added another Nafkavit, and that's Matan Amanas Lahatzah, which certainly would not be valid in Stoka, but might be valid in Matanas of Yoredeh.
Isn't a Kira Brachokim connected to
of Purim?
No.
Not that I know of. If Eisha Torah or another organization wants to give a pinch,
Matanas of Yom means a
person needs money to buy a Sudas Purim, for example. He doesn't have any funds.
Yeah, it's Mefarsh in the Megillah that after Purim, by
I'll give you a Megillah here. Maybe you can look it up. It should be in Perek Tes. What happened? We had a Megillah on the desk. Oh, there it is. See it over here. If you want me to get it, just say the word. It's the top. Yeah. Okay. It could be even that page is holding by Megillah. Maybe. I don't know. If not, you'll
yeah,
find
it.
Ah, okay. But Ruvain, don't confuse me, you know, because if you're going to confuse me with Kiruv HaChokim,
I thought the Pesukim are next to each other.
So I don't know, maybe you have a question to ask me on Megillas Esther, but not on Matanos of Yonah, meaning.
Okay.
I'm just going to get very confused here. Okay. Now, he's got to give to two aniyim, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the Be'er Halacha says, "V'lo yiten lam kodem purim." Now, if you would ask me, I would have said that you can't give it to them kodem purim because there's no chiyuv, there's no mitzvah the whole year round. There's not a mitzvah purim. But he gives a whole other explanation. He says, "Dilma achil hu kodem purim." Which seems to indicate that, like Mishloach Manos, Matanos of Yonah is also to set up an Achilas Purim. That the Achilas should be on Purim itself. But once again, I don't know why he's quoting the Magen Avraham, but why? What compels him to even ask the question? The answer he gives is very perplexing. But the very question itself seems like a ridiculous question. What do you mean, be Kodem Purim? Kodem Purim, there's no mitzvah. On Tu Bishvat, I'm going to give my Tanis Levyonin? Maybe he means Kodem Purim, maybe he means on the night of Purim before you read the Megillah? I don't know. This is a pella to me. He says, Minagol Litein Kodem on Purim. Af matanos levyonim mitzvos adaf kibyom purim tzachlom al karchus no saying shtei matanos levyonim gam biyom purim. He's saying that what he gives before purim is not a kiyum of the mitzvah of matanos levyonim, and he's going to have to give a second matana. I mean, again, two matanas, right? But he has to give matanos levyonim on purim itself. Im yesh harbe aniyim achozen al psochim bepurim. So if there's an abundance, unfortunately, of aniyim, then you might want to give even before Purim to make sure that the aniyim are supplied with whatever they need. But that clearly is a mitzvah of tzedakah. That's not a mitzvah of matanos levyonim. Matanos levyonim is a unique mitzvah that's generated by the day itself, by the zman of Purim. One question that does appear a little bit similar to his point in the Be'er Halacha is, what happens if on Purim I send Matanos Levyonim, but the Ani reaches it it only reaches his hand after Purim? And according to his premise here, that the purpose of Matanos Levyonim is to supply the Evyon with money so he could buy food for Purim and to enhance his Simchas Purim, then if it won't be received until after Purim, I clearly forfeit the mitzvah. If on the other hand it's simply a mitzvah of tzedakah, then it could be that the nesin itself, even though it hasn't reached the hands of the recipient, that itself might be a meaningful kiyum of Matanos Levyonim. And this becomes quite practical, because there are places today where you won't find the Avyonim on Purim. So what do? Maybe you could send it, you know, long distance, or put it in the bank and then give it to him after Purim. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah Beis, Rashai Litei Machol Omos. He has two choices. So, for example, is he allowed to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Matanos Levyonim with a brand new suit? Before you saw this Mishnah Berurah, if you can close, and we'll play a pedagogical game, like cover the Mishnah Berurah. What would you have said intuitively? Give me a knee-jerk response. Can I give an Ani a brand new custom-made suit? It'll fit him like a glove. Or he's cold and it's the winter, and I buy him a beautiful mink fur coat that's going to warm him up in the winter. What would you say? Is that Matanos Levyonim?
Should be.
But take a look at his language. He says, Rashoi Lite Machol Omos. He gives you two alternatives, and that's it. He doesn't say begadim machal omos. Now, if I give him something of value that he can sell on the market, if it's easily exchangeable, maybe that would have the halach of mos. But it's interesting, the primary goal is to give machal. That makes matanos v'yonim very similar to mishloach manos. The difference being that mishloach manos requires two manos, whereas matanos v'yonim, if I send one mana to an ani, then it's at least vis-a-vis that one matana, that one ani, I have fulfilled my mitzvah of matanos v'yonim. So it's really interesting. In the case of mishloach manos, the halacha jacks up the manos that you have to give to one individual from one to two. We double it to two. In the case of matanos v'yonim, one mana is sufficient, but we have to give it to two aniyim. So we didn't jack up the content of the matana, but rather the recipients. It's not enough. Like in mishloach manos, all you need is one recipient. In matanos v'yonim, we need two recipients. But barring that technical difference between these two mitzvahs, they're almost identical because they both involve giving food for the sake of the Suda. And that's what we saw before the Be'er Halacha, that the mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim has to be filled in a way that the Ani can take this money that he received from Matanos Avyonim and make it into a Suda, enhance his Simcha on Purim itself. In that sense, it's very, very similar to mishloach manos.
So if it's not a food, it should be like a liquid asset, or if you change...
So that's interesting. Why, if Moses... Here are my two premises. Premise number one is, I want to make sure that the Ani receives food for his Seuda and enhances his Simcha. That's premise number one. Premise number two is, I can give him Moses. How is Moses going to enhance his Suda? Then the answer is premise number three. He's going to take these Moses and he's going to buy a Suda. He'll buy whatever food he needs. I mean, can I go a step further and buy him a tachshit, you know, get him some sort of a piece of jewelry which he can cash in and make it into liquid assets, and then he goes ahead and he buys food? Could be that's too far removed. In other words, it involves an extra chadgadya. In the case of Moses, he takes the Moses and he buys food. In the case of Shalom Pruta, he's got to find someone who's willing to buy, you know, he's got to put it on auction, you know, sell some sort of a piece of clothing or merchandise or furniture or something like that, and then finally get to liquid assets, which he can in turn convert into food.
I mean, it could be, you know, it's hard to be in onion shoes unless you've been there, although every onion might be a little bit different, but it's like to impose our standards on the onion to purchase something for him where he may know better.
No, but I'm just asking, what about something that could be easily sold?
Well, yeah, I hear. But I'm saying
that's
why...
Is that the same thing in Moses? I don't think so.
No, but that's why it's frowned upon that...
But if it's easily sold, I give him something that's immediately marketable. You know, he just shows up in the market and he goes into one store, he sells it, takes the money, goes into the next store, buys food. Why is that different than Moses? But apparently... taking, you know, forcing the Ani to go one step further, adding another step in the process where he's got to find a buyer. In the case of Moses, he doesn't have to find a buyer. He just has to find a seller who's willing to sell him Moses. But Moses he has. Sell Machal, but Moses he has. Now the Mishnah says, Lo matzasi ka'et kama yashir matanos. So let me cover the next piece. I see he's going to quote a Ritva. But just with before we look at that, l'chora, the answer should be, is this a separate mitzvah matana of Nesina? We saw before that even matana manasah haksir, then a shavu pruta should be enough. So I give a shavu pruta to one ani, I give another shavu pruta to another ani. Again, I shouldn't say shavu pruta really, that's my language was not precise, I should say a pruta. I should give a pruta to one ani and a pruta to another ani. Oh, but let's say I'm giving him machal. So if this machal is betoras matana, then a matana requires a shavapruta. So if I give him one garin, you know, that has one pumpkin seed, that has a seed inside of it, and it sells for less than a pruta, then that doesn't have the chashivas of matana. But from a tzedakah perspective, I'm just wondering, is it enough to give a pruta to fulfill it? I think you need a ma'a, which is a lot more than a pruta. Now just give me a second, maybe I can find this. Yeah, he doesn't tell you what the shear of stock is. We'd have to open up the
other thing. You can't buy any food with a pruta. You can only marry a woman with it, but you can. But you can't really buy any.
I simply don't know. You know, their pruta was a lot more than our pruta. Our pruta is probably not even worth a pruta. But I'm just asking a different question. Is this tzedakah, if I were to say that the answer to the Shabbos question is a pruta? Because I'm not sure in Hilchas tzedakah if a pruta is enough to constitute a mitzvah of tzedakah. I don't think you need a machzah shekel, but you do need a ma. Okay, I have to research that. I don't have a yoreday in front of me right now. He writes, but Hidush HaRitva Kasab Dafil Shtei Prutos, which I think he means one pruta to each of the two Aniyim. The Shava Pruta Chashuva Matana. And again, this is the second time we're confronted with the word Matana. Again, in the Megillah itself it's called a Matana, but I mean, here in the Mishnah Berurah Halacha, we saw it's called a Matana as far as Matana Mas Nahachsir. Now we're saying it's a Matana as far as Shava Pruta is concerned. I will lope pachot. So if I give you a half a pruta, that's not called a matana. Okay. Now he goes on to the next question. It just seems to me over and over again that the Mishnah Berurah is committed to a position that matanas of the norm does not equal tzedakah. It's got its own rules. It's got its own rule book. Number one, he's not going to differentiate between a married woman and a single woman. A married woman might not be chayvet tzedakah because she's giving away her husband's money. He's going to say we don't distinguish between a rich person and a poor person. A poor person is likewise chayvet matanas levyonim. That's a separate mitzvah. He's going to say matanas masahaksim might sufficient. He's going to tell you that a shavu pruta is sufficient because it's called a matana. Over and over again, he's employing the word and the concept matana. Im hechlif su'daso b'shel chavero yotza yidei matanos. So we swap meals, and that itself is a fulfillment of this mitzvah. See, it's interesting because the Gemara itself, when it talks about swapping meals, is talking about mishloach manos, not talking about matanos of yonin. But once we've said that those two mitzvahs are virtually identical, it's only the question of how many monos and how many people, then whatever applies in the Gemara to Mishloach Monos should apply to Matanos Levyonim as well. So it's interesting because when we swap meals, neither of us is up in our assets. Let's say, for example, I send you a pair and you send me back a pair and we're back to square one. It's a very strange kind of thing, but we're not looking from the perspective of tzedakah. You know, if we have the eyeglasses on of tzedakah, this is going to be very strange. But if we're looking at it from the perspective of matanos levyonim as a separate entity, then I can give you and you give me, and everything is fine. We both fulfill our mitzvah of matanos levyonim. Oh, now he has perhaps a solution to his original problem, that if the Ani himself is chayiv in matanos levyonim, he's an Ani, he doesn't have what to give to the levyonim, how is he going to fulfill his mitzvah? So earlier he already intimated that he'll take money that he receives and give it to someone else. Here also, in the case of Machlif Sudasayu, they're swapping meals, the same principle applies. Alkein Ani Amis Panis Menet Stok Yiten Shtei Matanos Shnei Evyonim V'yachzeru Heim V'yitnu Lo. Simply a swap, and that's enough to fulfill the mitzvah of Matanos Evyonim. I don't think that this would be valid in Stokka. What do you think? Two people swap money, it goes back and forth, they end up with no asset, no extra money in their bank account. Is that stocker? I don't know. I think this, again, every single halach that we're learning here fits into one conclusion, one premise, and that is that we're not talking about stocker. We should not confuse matanas levyonim with stocker. Nearly, the chatchilu tzarch liten le'evyon dova aroy leherosim ben v'purim machol o mos shiuchol ahotzi v'purim. So I don't know, is he coming to exclude Godim and Kalim and the like? That's what I think. He's coming to exclude anything that doesn't fit into one of two categories, if it's not Machol and it's not Mos. Because what's unique about this, what's common to these two categories, is that it's a Dovar Aroy Lehenos V'men of Purim. And we said before, the Oni has to receive an on Purim. He has to be royal lehenos v'men of Purim. What is the Ani going to do with that money? Is he going to buy food? He could put it in his bank account. But it's royal lehenos v'men of Purim. The Mishnah Berurah is very medayik in his lashon. I only have to give him something that he could use for the Sudas Purim. It's his option, his decision, as to whether or not he wants to use it for Sudas Purim. So when I earmark this money as Mataras Avyonim, I'm not saying you must use this money for that purpose. Could be in Hilchus Tzedakah, or you could do such a thing. You could say to an Ani, I'm giving you this money on condition that you go out and buy yourself breakfast. But in the case of Matanis Levyonim, I'm giving you Maas. You decide what you want to do with the Maas. You don't want to buy food for your Sudas Purim? That's your decision, your discretion. I gave you something that's Roy Lahotzi B'Sudas Purim.
Again, these organizations that distribute matanas levyonim, do they give out money or do they give out food?
Interesting. Yesh v'yesh. Like, have you ever heard of an organization called Yad Eliezer? So they give out food.
They know.
But there are other.
I volunteered there for you. You're right.
When you were 18?
No.
Because they take the 18-year-olds. You know.
No. When I came,
the guys who come to yeshiva for a year, they try to.
For a day. My wife and I.
Yeah. But there are other organizations that will give out just
no, more. I'm curious. And then, aside from the fact that the Keeneland Mitzvah is on the on day of Purim, right. How is it different than Ma'amai's Keeneland?
Most Chitin also, I would say the same thing, is a separate mitzvah. It's not stocker. In other words, the rules and regulations that apply here. In stocker, for example, there's a lot of flexibility. They were very liberal about reallocating it. Let's say the city decides. Now, who represents the city? I have to know. There's Tuvei Ha'ir, whatever they're called. They make a decision that we desperately need a bridge. The bridge is creaky, it's weak, and it's dangerous, and the children can't get to cheder in the morning. Now, they have money that was allocated by the donors for aniyim. They could reallocate that money. That doesn't apply neither in the case of Moschitin, nor in the case of Matanas Avyonim. Matanas Avyonim are earmarked exclusively for Avyonim, cannot be used for any other purpose. And Moschitin is earmarked for the aniyim, for Pesach, cannot be given to build a bridge or whatever other needs the city has.
But I'm just
stucco with much more laid back.
I think, though, I mean, that maybe my statement, the parameters might be a little bit broader than Matanas Levyonim, where
I don't think so.
It's like maybe more than just food.
You want to say that. In the case of Mos Chitin, the money is not necessarily exclusively allocated for food. It could be for other needs, meaning let them take the money and buy a suit for Yom Tov.
Right, that's a Yom Tov is a suit.
That would be a chiddush to me. I don't have the wherewithal now of researching this, unless maybe it's right here in front of me, maybe by chance. Let's see. No, it would be in the fifth volume. I'd be curious to know. To me, that's a chiddush. I think most chitin is specifically for matzah for Pesach. Can you use it for other ochel? Maybe, but to stretch it all for, you know, to buy a new suit, that's stucker. That's not most chitin. Most chitin is not stucker.
Okay, this is fine.
And most chitin is a much more strict and demanding requirement. Just like Just like here, we're seeing all these chumras. You know, that an ani is chayiv. We're seeing a chumra that's got to be ochel. It's got to be on Purim itself. I mean, all these different dinim indicate how machmir we are in most in matanos avyonim. And in, you know, it's not stuck. It's stuck. There's a lot more flexibility. And I think the same general approach would be in most people.
Very similar.
Shtei matanos, number gimel, zel midina. In other words, that's the barest minimum. But don't think it stops and ends there. The emes mutav laharbos matanos of yonim. Let's say you have two choices. You have X amount of money allocated for Purim. What part of what dimension of Purim and its mitzvot should you use the money for? You have two choices. You have a limited amount of funds. You can use it by giving more matanos of yonim, or you can upgrade the quality of your Sudas Purim. Now you can add another extra bottle of a different kind of wine. Or you can give that money to another Ani. And the law is that Mutav Laharbos Matanos Avyon, if you have extra funds, it's a better idea to upgrade the quality of your Matanos Avyonim. And if it means giving the Ani a bottle of wine, then taking the wine for yourself and enhancing your Suda. And not only that, if let's say you have a choice between Matanos Avyonim and Mishloach Monos, then Matanos Avyonim comes first. And now he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Shein Simcha Gdola Mufo'ora El Samech Lev Aniyim Yisomim Ve'al Monos V'Doma L'Shchino Shenema L'Hachios Ruach Shfolim U'L'Hachios Lev Nidkoyim." We see clearly that Matanos Avyonim is on the highest level. Again, I might enhance your simcha through Mishloach Manos. I might enhance your simcha by giving more for the Suda, or for my own Suda in all these cases. But the greatest simcha, Eincha Simcha Gedola Umefara, is to be Mesamech Lev Haniyim Yisomim Val Manos.
By implication, Yisomim and Almanos might also be viewed as
Aniyim. Yeah, the question is why the Rambam had to spell it out. Why couldn't he just say Aniyim, and then we would include Yisomim and Almanos insofar as they're also Aniyim? And if they're not Aniyim, then that wouldn't come under the mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim. That's a bit of a... It could be, therefore, that the Rambam, when he says Ein Lecha Simcha Gdola, he's going beyond the confines of Matanos Avyonim. He's talking about anything that you can do to me, Sameach, anyone who is in a state of being what you call umlolim in the Rambam's language. Now again, how to translate the word umlolim? I mean, unfortunate, of people who are sympathy cases, if you know what I mean. That's called umlolim. And there's a general mitzvah chesed to do whatever you can to, you know, to improve the spirits and the happiness and joy of an umlal. It could be that the Rambam is taking Matanos Avyonim and he's broadening it to discuss the general mitzvah of chesed, and then he's going to come back to the mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim and say, well, if the mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim is also part of this matrix, this constellation of great, great chesed, then it takes on a special status in the halachas of Purim, above and beyond Mishloach Manos and Suda's Purim. So again, just to get the practical application, if I have a bottle of wine and I can either use it for my Suda, I could give it to you for Mishloach Manos, or I can give it to an Ani to enhance his Suda, then it would seem from what I understand in the Rambam that your first choice would be to use it for an Ani and give it as Matanos Avyonim. Yeah, what were you going to say?
No, the next two, the Doma and the Shechina.
Yeah, why does he add that? So okay.
Who else would this be? Similar to the in the neighborhood, or similar?
I don't follow you. Who else?
The Doma and the Shechina. What does that mean? It's similar to in the neighborhood, or
No. You're similar to God. This is the great mitzvah of imitatio Deo. Because how do you describe the Almighty? The Almighty is described in Tanakh as someone who, as a being who is mechaye ruach shfolim. And that's the Shekhinah. And then if you want to be Domel Shekhinah. So the Rambam is basically taking the mitzvah Matanos Avyonim and he's really expanding it. He says it's a multifaceted mitzvah with many dimensions. It's on the one hand a mitzvah Matanos Avyonim, that's a Purim Dikah mitzvah, but at the same time you're doing a tremendous chesed by bringing happiness and joy to those who are broken. And on the third level, you're also imitating God. So you have all these different dimensions, you know, packed into one mitzvah. And that makes this mitzvah superior, again, in the case of triage, meaning I only have enough money for A, B, or C, and whatever those enumerated possibilities are, the first number on top of the list is going to be Matanos Avyonim, because it's such a grandiose mitzvah with so many parts to it.
Now, my children in school, there was so much pressure that they had to give gifts to their classmates and their teachers.
What, on Purim?
On Purim.
This I never heard of. What's it based on? Maybe it's just a good occasion to express gratitude to your teachers, your rebbeim. I remember when I was in Canada, there was one individual who came to visit me on Purim with what I would consider an enormous sum of money. Maybe for him it wasn't so enormous because he was Baruch Hashem wealthy, but I was like, I said to him, "What's this all about?" He says, "Well, that's the minhag here in our city. We give gifts to the rebbeim on Purim." But again, it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Purim. The mitzvah of Purim is Suda, the mitzvah of Purim is Adlo Yada, the mitzvah of Purim is Mishloach Manos, Matanos Avyonim. Baruch Hashem, I wasn't an Evyon. But that's the occasion they use to express their gratitude. Others bring it to the rabbi on Erev Pesach when they sell the chametz. That's also another occasion. The real Machmir will give both on Purim and on Erev Pesach. But that's all the Torah Sakharas HaTov. You know, you realize that the rabbi put in a lot of effort here to organize the sale of your chametz. But when you give him 250 shekel, let's say, that 250 shekel goes way beyond the amount of effort that the rabbi put in to organize. Basically, he needs you to sign on a document. But it's just an opportunity to express Hakaras HaTov. In Chutz Laaretz, this was very common. Here in Israel, it's not in the mindset. They I sell chametz every year. Nobody.
But the rabbis of Shul are different. They're
different because they get a decent salary. That's why they're different. So I make it a kavod chomer. If in Chutz Laaretz you use that occasion to express your gratitude to the rabbi, and he has a decent salary, hopefully.
I'm saying
how much more so here in Israel, but it's not in the mentality.
But I think the role of a shul is a little bit different in Chutz Laaretz than here.
Well, look, we have a community here. We have a lot of the things that we had in Chutz Laaretz. Maybe there's some nuances and differences, but. You know, the rabbi answers shilas. I get emails. I get this. He gives classes. I give Baruch Hashem almost 20 classes a week. On Shabbos, I speak three times. You know, I work very hard. Shabbos is not a day off for me. So look, I'm not asking for a pat on the back. You know, if somebody comes forward and he wants to express his appreciation, that's fine. You know, for me, the only appreciation I get really in this place is when somebody comes to me and say, "Rabbi, your shiur was very meaningful to me. I like your drasha today in Shabbos." You know? Beyond that, you know. Okay, now we're going to take a look at the Rambam. Correct? The Rambam says. So again, keep in mind that the shtei matanos here is just the minimum, but if you can go beyond that, then. You know, called Korim Zocha, the other Avatovel of Brocha, the more you give, the merrier. I'm not sure if he's going to say the same thing when we get to Mishloach Manos, by the way. People go crazy, they give tons of Mishloach Manos to tons of people. I'm not sure, we have to see.
That's what I meant by which is they bring Mishloach Manos to friends and teachers.
Yes, I don't know, I'm not sure. They do that on Purim, by the way, or before Purim?
On Purim, sometimes they go on Purim.
Yeah. On Purim. So it could be that there's a parallel here in Mishloach Manos that just like in Matanos Avyonim, the more you give, the more kiyumim you pile up for yourself. Same thing in Mishloach Manos. I don't know. I'm a little hesitant about that. So the Amor writes, Yesh Omrim, Sheyesh Liten Kodem Purim, Machtzis Min HaMedbeah Kvua Biyoso Mokom, Ubiyoso Zman, Zeichel HaMachtzah Shekel, Sheyi Nosnim Va'adar, Umeacher Sheyesholosh Pomim Kosev Truma V'Parsha, Yesh Liten Sholosh. So if you look in the parasha of Machtzah Shekel, it repeats the word Truma no less than three times. And that's a remez that we should give three Trumos. So in the case of Machtzah Shekel, where you're giving a half of the matbeah, let's say if the matbeah is a shekel, you're giving a half a shekel, then you should give three times a half a shekel, and that's connected to Truma in the parasha of Machtzah Shekel that appears three times. And he says, Yesh Litno Bilel Purim, going into Purim, Konim Shemispal and Mincha. Chay Nogim Bimindinos Eil. Yesh Liten Shlosha Chatzoy Gdolim Bimindinos Eil. So what's Gdolim? In the Targum, he just writes the Shem Adbeah, so we don't know exactly what that's called, because he's talking 500 years ago. But whatever was that main matbeah was called gedolim. I guess that's plural. And that's one of them was a gadol, and the second one was gedolim. So you give three gedolim. I mean, sorry, three halves of gedolim. Ki ein matbeah sheshem machtzis oleh milvad zo. He says in our Medina, you can't point to any other coin, any other currency, other than the gedolim, and say, I'm going to give half of that. And that's going to be my mitzvah of matzah shekel. Then he goes into the Austrian minhagim. But before we get to that, let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. You have to flip the page backwards. And he says, first of all, on this halacha of Machzis HaShekel, he tells you in the Bir Halacha, the last line, that Onim is Faris Min Tzorech Iyun in Mechuyiv Lite Machzis HaShekel. I would wonder why vacillate about that. You've already committed yourself to the position that Matanis Levyonim is an obligation incumbent upon the Oni, so why not apply the same yardstick to Machtzis HaShekel? Unless we want to say the following, that Machtzis HaShekel is a minog, and
that's the case.
Right, and a minog is a little bit lighter than a chiv, so they were lenient in this minog, and they didn't superimpose it on the shoulders of an Oni Amisparnis Min HaTzedakah. Now we're up to the Mishnah Berurah at the very end of the page. Bilel Purim, and now we're turning to the next page. Umedina Senu, Nogim Litno B'Shachris, Kodem Kriyas HaMegillah. The Achshav Nogim Litei Machzah Shekel Kodem Mincha. Oh, and there he's talking about Leil Purim. U'B'Shachris, Mo'os Megillah. Now, I never heard of this phrase, Mo'os Megillah. But again, this has to do with the fact that He wants to enhance this mitzvah. So on the one hand, there was a minog, which Magen Avraham codifies, that we give it, you know, b'shachris. And there's another minog that we give it on Leil Purim. So if we're going to give the Machzah Shekel on Leil Purim, what are we going to do with this minog of giving Machzah Shekel in the morning after davening? We're not going to do away with that minhag, but rather we'll call it Mo'os Megillah. Now, even the Matanis of Yonim at night should be Mo'os Megillah, theoretically. But for some reason, which is a bit unknown to me, the poskim here seem to advocate giving it before Mincha. I would have said to give it at the time of Kriyas HaMegillah, but I guess the assumption is that the same people who are there for Mincha is the same as the people who are there for Megillah. And then he writes, Ubimindinos Ostreich, on the second line in the Ramah, Yitnu Gimel Chatzoy Wiener, I guess Wiener was the Matbea in Austria, like this, the capital, I think, is Vienna.
Right. So Wien.
Sheniku gamke machtsis. So three times a half of a Vienna. Vechein l'chol medina medina. So in each medina, you have to decide what is the main currency, what is the main coin. V'ein l'chayev, ein chayev litno rak mishu ben esrim ulamala. And we have to understand that. And then he writes, V'yesh omer shenosin machza shekel litztoka milvad sholosh machzis elu. Yesh omer shenosin machzis hashekel litztoka milvad sholosh machzis. Not sure why you would give it twice. But before we get to that, what does it mean, Miben Esrim Shana? So he says that that's not true as far as Matanas Avyonim is concerned, but as far as this minhag of Machza Shekel, it only applies to a 20-year-old. He says in the name of the Bar Tanura that the minimum age for Machza Shekel is 20, because again, if it's Zechel Machza Shekel is only given for a certain age bracket. So we're going to duplicate that Machza Shekel. But Tosus Yontif Kosu Shaposkim Cholkim Svila Bin Ben Yud Gimel Shana. So it means that Machza Shekel is a separate Chiyu, and it's not Zechel Machza Shekel that existed back in the day. Shehu Michlal Ish. A 13-year-old, once he's bar mitzvah, is considered an ish, and therefore he's chayv in all mitzvahs, including machza shekel. The Elio Rabo Kosav Techol Ze Rak Mi Dina. That's all according to strict law. Avol Hamidhu Litein Afilu Biad Bonav Haktanim The Isha Muberes Biad Vlada. So what does he mean, kol zeh? El Yorab says, kol zeh. What's kol zeh referring to? Kol zeh. Oh, I see. In other words, according to the strict letter of the law, you give three machzis ha-shekel, and that's it. You're finished. You've accomplished your mitzvah. However, the minhag went way beyond that and requires machzis ha-shekel for each one of his children, no matter how old they are. And in the case of Anisha Mabaris, even for the fetus that's unborn, this reminds me of Kaparas.
That's amazing.
And he says the following, Isa b'mishna kol katan shehiskil aviv lishkol al yodo shuv eno posek. Now this is halach of minog, which generates a neder, and once you've done this, and you've given Machza Shekel on behalf of your katan, of your young son, then that becomes like a neder. And Shuvein Posek, he doesn't have the right to change that minhag. Now here, just again, we're going to end now, but I just want to point out in Sif Beis, we have another example of how Matanis Levyonim is a unique mitzvah, not to be identified with tzedakah, because he says ein mishanim mos purim l'tzedakah cheres. And as I said to you before, the Bnei Ha'ir have the right to reallocate funds that were collected for tzedakah, but not so in the case of mos of Matanis Levyonim. So in other words, if the money was collected by the gabbai for the purpose of Matanis Levyonim, then the gabbai has no choice but to use that money to buy whatever it's necessary for the Sudas Purim of the Aniyim, or to give it directly to the Aniyim and let them spend the money on Sudas Purim. But there's a din of Ein Meshanin Mos Purim. And that sets this up as a unique halacha, and it just completely breaks out of the chains and the restrictions that apply to tzedakah. But when I say breaks out of the chains, keep in mind, in truth, what we're doing is we're making greater restrictions for Matanis Levyonim than we would in tzedakah. Because in tzedakah, we don't have these restrictions of Ein Mishanin. And if there's a great need, then we'll reallocate funds. but not so in the case of Matanos Avionim. Once the money was designated, then that's where it has to be used. It has to be used for tzedakah and for Sudas Purim and Mishnah and so forth and so on, but you can't reallocate it. Okay, then we'll stop here.